Do you know that certain peptides can benefit those with Graves' disease and Hashimoto's? If you want to learn more about how peptides can help with thyroid autoimmunity and other chronic conditions, then you'll want to check out the brand new Peptide Summit hosted by Dr. Jenny Flagar. In fact, peptides play a huge role in helping Dr. Jenny overcome her Hashimoto's condition. To register for the free Peptide Summit, visit saymythyroid.com/peptides.
Hey, this is Dr. Eric, and in this Q&A episode, I am going to answer the question, which hyperthyroid healing diet should you follow? So I just released my new book called The Hyperthyroid Healing Diet, and I probably should have made the word diet plural, as there are multiple hyperthyroid healing diet options in the book. I wish I could say that there's a single diet that everyone with hyperthyroidism should follow, but this simply isn't the case. So let me go ahead and discuss some of the different hyperthyroid healing diets in the book. There are three of them specifically. And so I have a level one hyperthyroid healing diet, a level two hyperthyroid healing diet, and a level three hyperthyroid healing diet. And actually, I'm going to start with the level three hyperthyroid healing diet. I'm not going to go into great detail because, again, that's why I wrote the book. I don't want to spend too much time going over each diet, but kind of want to give an overview here. And then if you want more information, definitely check out the book. So level three diet is similar to an AIP diet, autoimmune paleo diet, but there are some variations. I'm not going to go over all the variations here, but like, for example, one of the variations with this diet is that you want to limit your intake of foods that are high in iodine. It doesn't mean you should completely eliminate them. I mean, there are some people that are more sensitive to iodine than others, but I find that most people can tolerate a few hundred micrograms of iodine in the food. And even if they're taking a multivitamin with iodine, again, some people can't tolerate it, but many people can. So when it comes to foods like fish, for example, it depends on the fish. Like wild salmon is fine. I mean, it does have some iodine, but it doesn't have a lot. I think like 30, 40 micrograms. Sardines are lower, but for example, cod is higher. And then certain shellfish like lobster, oysters. Again, some people could tolerate these foods fine, but other people can't. So just to play it safe, I'm going to recommend to avoid the real higher sources of iodine in food. And then sea vegetables. So sea vegetables like kelp, seaweed. And so it is a big difference because Dr. Sarah Balancin, when she talks about AIP diet, she recommends to eat plenty of seafood, including shellfish, and also allows sea vegetables such as kelp and seaweed. And again, I'm not saying there aren't people that can't tolerate these foods, but there are a number of people with hyperthyroidism who can't. And when healing, I'd rather the person eliminate as many variables as they can while healing. And so I would say just to play it safe, probably a good idea to, again, I wouldn't say low iodine diet, like some would say to completely avoid all of the iodine in the food or most of the iodine. Again, I'm not saying that, but just to minimize the iodine that you eat in food. And then so level two hyperthyroid healing diet is similar to a regular paleo diet, a standard paleo diet. And unlike an AIP diet, a standard paleo diet allows nuts and seeds, allows eggs, and those are the main things. It also allows nightshades. So I do recommend to avoid nightshades really on all three of these diets just to play it safe. Again, some people do fine with nightshades, but other people do not. And then when it comes to the nuts, with paleo, it doesn't really discriminate when it comes to the nuts. It just says you could eat nuts and seeds, but some nuts are harsher on the gut than others, including almonds and cashews. They're higher in lectins, higher in oxalates. Again, doesn't mean that you can't reintroduce them in the future, but while healing, I would say it's a good idea to take a break from these. And again, there are other variations in the book with level two, as well as these other ones too, but I'm just trying to make this brief. And then if you're interested, of course, you could check out the book for more detail. Level one hyperthyroid healing diet. So this is similar to a plant paradox diet, which you may or may not have heard of. Most probably have heard of a paleo diet as well as an AIP diet. A plant paradox diet. This is by Dr. Stephen Gundry. He has an excellent book called The Plant Paradox. So he recommends a plant-based diet, but it's a paradox just because plant-based foods can cause problems. They can be inflammatory, cause problems in the gut. again, it depends on the food. Not all plant-based foods are like this, but that's why there are certain restrictions with paleo and AIP, and same thing with plant paradox diet. But again, there are variations because I don't agree with everything Dr. Gundry mentions. For example, he does allow dairy products. Other than ghee, I would say take a break from dairy while healing. Again, doesn't mean you can't reintroduce it in the future. And of course, ultimately, it's up to you. These are recommendations. People could stray from the diet, but I would try to stick with them because, again, this is what I've been dealing with for many years, people with hyperthyroid conditions. Also Hashimoto's, but more so because of my experience with Graves' disease. I work with more people who have hyperthyroidism than Hashimoto's. And then another thing, the grain. So he recommends or allows pressure cooked legumes as well as properly prepared grains. As far as level one, I do as well, but in moderation. Again, if someone's a vegan vegetarian, they will really have a difficult time following a level three or even a level two diet strictly. So they might need to add some legumes to make sure they're getting enough protein, for example. You just want to make sure you're properly prepare them. And same thing with some grains. Again, like things like oats are not allowed, but white basmati rice is allowed, as well as a millet is allowed. And again, I'm not saying that you could eat it every day. Again, it's up to you. So you could eat it every day if you want to, but if you're following the recommendations, I'm going to recommend just having it 2 to 3 times per week. Again, more information is definitely in the book. Now, as far as which of these diets should you follow, because that's the question, which hyperthyroid healing diet should you follow? Again, I give guidance in the book. I try my best. Everybody's different. And a level three hyperthyroid healing diet is ideal for someone with Graves because, again, it's similar to an autoimmune protocol. But if someone is stressed out by a level three diet, then maybe they should follow a level two diet. Or again, if someone's a vegan vegetarian and they have Graves, then maybe they should do a level one diet. So it really does depend. And again, I do talk about that in the book. I also have a chapter. There's 5 sections. So section one is, I don't want to say basic. I mean, I think it still gives some good information, but there's a chapter in section one that talks about how much protein, fat, and carbohydrates you should eat. And this will, of course, differ from practitioner to practitioner. Some practitioners would say, you know, to not worry as much about the protein. Others would say you should be eating at least 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight. So for example, if someone's 150 pounds, they should be trying to eat at least 150 grams of protein per day. So in the past, I would be not low on the protein, but I would say more like maybe 50% of your body weight. And then the more research I've done, I would say at least 75% of your body weight in grams of protein. So like, for example, to make the math easier, if you weigh 120 pounds, then you should eat at least 90 grams of protein per day. Now, with hyperthyroidism, there can be an increased demand for protein and people definitely have less body mass. So again, it's not a bad idea if you can eat 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight. Again, for some people, it is difficult to do that, but it is doable. And some are concerned about problems with the kidneys, like stress that protein will put on the kidneys. If you have healthy kidneys, it shouldn't be a problem eating a good amount of protein. If you already have kidney issues, then yeah, you definitely want to be cautious. And then in that same chapter, which is chapter 4 in section 1, I also talk about the amount of fat you should eat as well as carbohydrates. And then in another section, section 3, I believe, I talk about finding specific food triggers. There's 3 different ways. So one way is simply by following an elimination diet. And the level 3 hyperthyroid healing diet serves as a good elimination diet. Again, it's restrictive, but that's the purpose of an elimination diet. But then there are 2 other ways that I discuss in the book. And then there's also a chapter on hyperthyroid healing diet troubleshooting. So I wish everything would go smoothly when someone made changes to their diet, but some people, they do experience symptoms. It might be digestive symptoms such as gas, bloating. Some people might experience constipation. Others, diarrhea or loose stools, which sometimes could get confusing because a lot of people with hyperthyroidism itself, you know, that could cause loose stools or diarrhea. But again, there's a chapter if someone does have any problems with making that transition. And so, and again, that is also in section 3. So essentially, there's 5 sections. Section 1 is, like I said, I don't want to say basics, but thing like one of the chapters I mentioned, going over the protein, fat, and carbohydrates. And then section two is where you have the three diets, the level one, level two, level three diet. And also there's a chapter in there on beverages you could drink, beverages you should avoid. And then there's a fermented foods chapter as well. And then chapter three, go more into the hyperthyroid healing diet, like different aspects. So I talk about, I mentioned finding food triggers and hyperthyroid healing diet troubleshooting. And then also there's a chapter on oxalates. There's a chapter on histamine. There's a chapter on mold in food and FODMAPs and how to eat healthy while you're eating out or on vacation. And then section number four, it's beyond the hyperthyroid healing diet. So I wish I could say diet alone will restore your health. And it's definitely an important piece of the puzzle. If someone eats inflammatory foods, it will be difficult to heal. But usually you need to do more than just eat well. This is what this section is about. Of course, I have an entire book, Natural Treatment Solutions for Hyperthyroidism and Graves' Disease, which I just updated in October of 2023. So the third edition is out. And that does have a chapter that focuses on diet, but really most of it goes over other things. And so section four, there will be some overlap between that and the book, but the third edition definitely goes into greater detail. But in section four, I do talk about optimizing adrenals and healing the gut and improving sleep quality and duration and reducing your toxic burden. Even I talk about exercise. So again, really valuable chapter. And then section five, there's a chapter where there's a summary of everything, of the three diets. I mean, there's a lot of information. Some people will want to read it all and want to know why I should eat these foods, why I should avoid these foods. Other people will be like, I just want to know what to eat and what to avoid. And so they might want to just go to the summary and read that. Or maybe they want to read that first and then go back and understand it. And there's another chapter on different questions that you or others may have. And then there's online resources that I think will be extremely valuable. So those who purchase the book will have access to that. And it includes the references to the book, but it also has recipes, so dozens of hyperthyroid healing diet recipes. And then it has three checklists. So a checklist related to each diet. So I mentioned in section five, there's a summary chapter, but the checklists are even more comprehensive. So for example, like the level three hyperthyroid healing diet checklist, you know, has dozens of foods that you could eat as well as things you should avoid. Again, it's a yes, no list. I have checklists for all three diets just to make it easier. So if you're thinking about a food and you're like, can I eat this food? Again, it might be in the summary chapter, but if not, good chance it'll be in the checklist. And then there are a couple of bonus chapters, one on nutritional supplements, as well as another one where I go deeper in iodine and food. Nutritional supplements, I talk a little bit in the book, but again, I didn't want to include a lot of information on supplements and, you know, make it look like I'm pitching supplements and promoting supplements because I do like to give specific recommendations. So that is what the chapter is about. So if you want more information on nutritional supplements, definitely check that out. And then iodine and foods, I go in more detail in that bonus chapter talking about which foods are less than 50 micrograms per serving of iodine, which ones have between like 50 and 100 micrograms, and then which ones have greater than 100, so you could easily or more easily track. I mean, I will say that it was difficult doing that research. I couldn't find every food source of, I mean, and I really focus on those that I know are higher in iodine. I didn't include every single food and the micrograms, but those, you know, like fish and seafood and sea vegetables. So yeah, definitely want to check that out. And yeah, to order the book, you could either just visit Amazon, for example, go on Amazon and type in the hyperthyroid healing diet, and you could place the order. It's available in digital format as well as a print format. You could also visit savemythyroid.com/order. So you could do that, or again, could just go on Amazon. And I will say, as of this release of this Q&A episode, there is a discount for the ebook version, the Kindle version. It's a Kindle version. Now, again, you don't need a Kindle to read the Kindle version. There's a free Kindle app that you could download on your smartphone or on your computer. I've actually used it on both. So I think it works really well. And so that is my answer to the question, which hyperthyroid healing diet you should follow. Again, it does vary depending on the person, and I try to give some guidance in the book. Obviously, I'm going to recommend to check out the book. And as usual, I hope you found this Q&A episode to be super valuable, and I look forward to catching you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to the Save My Thyroid podcast. If you haven't done so already, make sure you hit subscribe to stay up to date on the latest thyroid health-related topics. And to get your free thyroid and immune health restoration action points checklist, visit SaveMyThyroidChecklist.com. Thanks so much for tuning in.
I want to let you know about a product called Hepatoimmune Supreme, which is a unique supplement that has a rare combination of N-acetylcysteine, also known as NAC, milk thistle, and schisandra to support the liver. And it also has a few mushrooms that can help support the immune system, including cordyceps, which has both immune modulating and adaptogenic properties and is great for those with Graves' disease and Hashimoto's. To learn more about Hepatoimmune Supreme, visit SaveMyThyroid.com/liver support.